Welcome to Rise to the Challenge with Burlington Core, your go-to mini podcast for educators and administrators in adult English language learning. In each episode, you'll hear a quick conversation of success stories, innovative teaching strategies, and practical tips that can help you overcome everyday challenges. In this episode, Burlington English representative Lynn Napolitano interviews Jesse Thompson, instructional specialist at Hartford Community College in Hartford County, Maryland. Let's listen to how Jesse and her team rise to the challenge of addressing student accountability, meeting measurable skills gains, and rigorous state requirements.
There are many challenges that you, Jesse, and your team overcome to make your Hartford Community College program work for students every day. What specific challenge would you like to share with your adult educator colleagues across the country?
Hi, Lynn. Our challenge is student accountability, meeting measurable skills gains, and the Maryland state requirements.
Big one.
Yeah.
What is a key factor that makes this challenge particularly difficult?
A key factor is getting students to come in and post-test when they reach the required hours.
Well, why would this be a challenge, and how is this affecting the program?
Well, it affects the program because the students didn't see the importance. Our post-testing is needed for student progress and placement into the appropriate level classes. And we also do need to record our measurable skills gains. As a program, we were unable to meet our state projected percentages and had difficulty placing students in advancing classes because we didn't have the data to help us do so.
Got it. So did you try something first? And if so, how'd that go?
Okay. We implemented kind of four strategies over a 2 to 3 year period. I'm going to kind of speak to those, and not necessarily in order. For nothing in adult literacy, we are flexible. Okay. First, I'm going to speak a little bit to our adult basic education program. It kind of started there. We needed two additional math and reading classes, and we had to add an additional science and social studies class. So we saw the need to do this with our English as a second language classes once we implemented the new CASA steps, and we used the online testing program. We expanded our classes from levels from four to six. Two new classes were created, an absolute beginner and an advanced class. The good thing about the new online testing and the CASA steps for our program, we were able to capture more students. So our advanced students who would have previously tested out with the CASA listening, that we are able to hold them and have them gain more skills. And then each semester, because we have the online testing now, we can print out the students' testing, and they are given a spreadsheet with their students' CASA steps scores. All the students' names, the scores, the dates, and all the information they need. And then instructors can use this spreadsheet to know exactly which CASA step skills the students need to improve to plan and teach according to their students' needs. Again, not necessarily secondly, because you know these are kind of interwoven. We did design a rubric system to hold students accountable. We've had many versions, but the core emphasizes attendance, homework, class participation, post-testing when asked, when they meet their hours, and online proxy hours outside of class. During each semester, we do require 6 hours of Burlington English practice by week 5 and 12 by week 9, again, at home, outside of class. Thirdly, if the students do not meet the rubric requirements, they are placed on academic warning that semester. They can improve next semester. They can come back and we let them know, hey, you need to improve your proxy hours or your attendance or whatever it was. They have a chance. But then if they still do not meet the requirements that following semester, they are placed on academic probation. This means that students need to take a semester off. And if the English as a second language student wants to return to the program, they must write and tell the director how their participation will improve, and if they're allowed back in the program. We do have a 60-person wait list for our late spring classes. So, our spaces are limited and needed. And not necessarily fourth, but we also change how we introduced our students to the program. Students must attend a pre-orientation online before coming to intake and assessment. We have a translation device that assists students in understanding that presentation, gives them the background of what they need to be a student in our program. The rubric requirements are introduced here. Then students attend intake and assessment if they successfully complete the pre-orientation and they are registered for classes. Then after the students attend, they attend a translated onboarding session where the class requirements and the rubric is reviewed again. So that's like three times they're kind of introduced to our program and what they need to do to be successful. Then when the students get to class, instructors share the rubric using the immersive reader on forums before the students sign it so they understand what the requirements are in their language. And our teachers do this during their office hours or like the independent breaks in classes. So everybody gets a chance to have it translated in their language.
Wow, these are four important strategies, and I'm sure took time and effort to implement. So, did you encounter any resistance? And if so, how'd you work through it?
First, I want to start with a positive. I'm going to say where we did not encounter resistance, and that is with our fabulous instructors. They did participate like in a 4-hour training to learn. We are going back to the English language proficiency standards here in Maryland, and the new CASIS steps and how they relate to our new levels. They participated in Burlington English training, Maryland Department of Labor training, and some asynchronous online training. The dedication is there. So that was a bonus for us, for sure. We did meet resistance, especially with our returning students, because if they've been with us for a while, this was new, okay? Being held accountable for standards, it just was new for them. But after a couple semesters, they kind of blended in with our new English as a second language students and started showing improvements and understanding. This is what they need to do to stay in our program.
Wow. Amazing. What are the resources you find to be most helpful in overcoming this challenge?
We have a strong team. We have a positive director, a management information systems person, our MIS, our administrative assistant, our advisors, and dedicated instructors. Our students bond with our instructors and advisors quickly. Rhonda Davis, our transition specialist, Beth Johnson, our intake and assessment specialist, and I, we call ourselves the trifecta, have developed and we kind of fine-tuned these strategies over the past 3 years. We have presented this process as we implemented it for the adult basic education and GED students at the National Institute for Staff and Organizational Development Conference, NISOD, and the Maryland Virtual Training Institute. And now we're presenting it in this podcast for ESL.
How do you know you and your team achieved the success in post-testing for measurable skill gains and the state requirements?
Okay, so we are a data-driven program, and we compared the fiscal year 22, fiscal year 23, fiscal year 24. Maryland end of year data report with percentages the state projected to complete. So, going back to fiscal year 22, we did not meet any of the state projected levels in our levels 1 through 6. We started with the rubrics and started implementing some of these new things. And by fiscal year 23, we not only met, but we exceeded all the state levels. That's a 1-year improvement.
Wow.
For
Wow. Proud of
not
you.
meeting to exceeding, that
Wow. That is excellent.
was
What's
like
the
huge.
next goal?
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit with fiscal 24 because honesty is good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. You're
So
there.
we exceeded four of the six projected levels. We missed one by 2.9%, so close. And one we did not meet. So we are looking at that and we are working on to improve that particular level.
Okay, so then I'm assuming what's your next goal
Okay.
for that level, or are you continuing to work with this challenge or something different?
Both.
Okay.
So we will, in addition to improving on working on that level that I just mentioned, was mainly getting people into post-test. We are still getting students to understand that completing work, doing their Burlington English, doing their homework outside of class will only increase their success. Our teachers have conferences with the students throughout the semester, encouraging them with that. And we will continue to make sure that students attend post-testing. What we've done to kind of help them for that, we've adjusted the post-testing to a night that the students will take a class. They're already coming into class for that time. Our online students must come to campus to post-test when asked. So our instructors and our IAS, intake and assessment specialist, that's Beth Johnson, inform the students multiple times that, okay, this is the day, this is the time, this is the place, because they already have their childcare in place. So it kind of meets that need for them as well. And they also informed if you don't post test when you are needed, no post test, no class next semester. And if they do, like, oh, I just can't make that day, we do offer like two additional days. It so they can schedule if they can't make that set time when they were originally asked to come in to first test.
Amazing, Jesse. You and your challenge for student accountability, post-testing, and meeting the measurable skill gains and STAE requirements. Very proud of you.
Oh,
And I
thank you so
thank you
much.
so
It
much.
is our team. It is our whole team effort.
And this will really help so many others across the country with all your great ideas that you just shared. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it.
We hope you found practical tips to take away from this Rise to the Challenge mini podcast. From designing a rubric system that holds students accountable to updating the steps of program introduction and orientation, Jesse's experience shows that implementing innovative tools and processes with the support of dedicated faculty and staff helps students overcome barriers to achieving their academic goals, which in turn has resulted in program success. Thank you for listening and tune in for our next episode and another conversation with one of your adult education colleagues. And if you'd like to discuss your challenges and your successes at your adult education program with one of our friendly Burlington English team members, visit our website at www.burlingtonenglish.com and click Contact Us. Until next time.